come together when we're really thinking about gut health, what we can do there. And then moving beyond just the food aspect of it too, what does that gut lining actually look like? So if there's, you know, irritations, ulcerations, the analogy that I like to give to a lot of my clients is if you think about, you know, you get a paper cut on your finger, you see that's red, it's irritated there, but what could be happening on the inside? We hear so often about leaky gut, where if we have this level of inflammation, then those junctions start to spread apart and then we can allow things to get through. And a lot of times when people have challenges with gut health, they tend to get sicker a little bit more often. So how can we clean that up? And there's a lot of different herbs and natural things that I like to use to make that happen. And then going beyond, you know, probiotics, that's always a big topic of conversation. Should I be taking a probiotic or not? You know, are there other things that I can do? The question a lot of times that comes